I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You had 7 sacks and 2 forced turnovers, and you don't get the win? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike on a Falcon Monday. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man!
You Atlanta. Know, you might be able to start every day and every hour by saying, what the bleep?
We could. We literally could, especially for the last few weeks, Mark. And here's the issue, guys. And look, sometimes you have to look yourself in the mirror and you have to be completely honest with yourself. It's not your wife. It's not your girlfriend. It's you. Sometimes you have to look yourself in the mirror. And right now we have to do this as Falcon fans and understand that our quarterback is not good. Our quarterback is not good.
Yet.
I don't know when it happens for him. I don't know at what point we are all going to be wowed by Michael Penix week after week, because that's what we're waiting on. But these flashes that he's shown us, and certainly I've been excited as anybody. But looking in the mirror right now, we're dealing with a quarterback that has no confidence. That is why he is not making the throws that he needs to make. We can talk about the mechanics. We can talk about the footwork. We can talk about all of the missed throws, and we will. But the reason those things are happening is not because he's under duress. Those things are happening because he's not comfortable. And many of you are going to say, well, Dukes, he's not comfortable because of what, Dino? What are they going to tell me?
Well, the offensive line is blocking.
He's not comfortable because of what else?
Because the scheme and the coaching.
That's what they're going to tell me. And sometimes when the ball is in your hands, it's just your time. You have to make plays. Yesterday was one of those days where Michael Penix was just bad.
Particularly in the second half.
And so can we just look ourselves in the mirror today? Can we look ourselves in the face today and say, it ain't her. It's not your wife. It's not your girlfriend. The mistakes made by your quarterback in critical moments, Mark Zeno, cost us.
I'm going to say it because I sat here on Tuesday last week and I said the same thing, and it's going to drive fans nuts. But for the second week in a row, I don't think they lost because of coaching. There was nothing wrong with the coaching yesterday. There wasn't. The game plan worked, both offensively and defensively. Like, I mean, not many teams have had a lot of success shutting down Jonathan Taylor. Par for the course. But for all the yards he had, you were in position to win a football game late and had a chance in overtime. Like, it's not coaching, guys. I know you don't want to hear that, and I know it's going to bother you. I'm not saying the coaching is great. I'm not even saying it's good. I think the coaching needs improvement in certain areas, to say the least. However, you didn't lose the last two games because of coaching. You just didn't. There were things that happened on the field after the play was sent in, both offensively and defensively, that isn't on coaching. And that's just the reality of football sometimes.
So if that's the case, and it's not on coaching, and by the way, a coach has already been fired today, who also lost his 4th straight game.
And they also got his quarterback killed.
And that's Brian Daboll of the Giants. He is gone. Giants have fired him today.
Bye, Felicia.
And if it's on or not on coaching, then how do you explain the 1-for-18 over the last 2 weeks on third down? How do you explain that if it's not coaching? Because as much as Michael Penix is a part of this equation, and by the way, I've left him out of this. I've tried to give him room to grow. I've tried to give him room to be a rookie. I'm done. It's time for him to step up and show us what he's got. And yesterday he did not do that, and he made way too many mistakes. But 1-for-18, as I pointed out on my video, that was all over the place now, and people are like, one third down conversion. Zeno, you got to tell me if that's not coaching. I don't know what is. We can't convert on third downs?
Okay, I can. I mean, I can literally explain it because I went back and watched the second half. But they are now 8-for-40, Oren tells me, over the last four games of this four-game losing streak.
We've been the worst team over the last month when it comes
third down
to third down conversions.
You can't win games without moving the chains. It's that simple. Because you're not going to score every play on first and second down. You will against bad defenses, but not against good ones. There were 5 to 6 throws, and I think I'm trying to remember 3 of them that were on third down that were flat-out misses by the quarterback. It wasn't a bad scheme. It wasn't a bad play call. The receiver was open. The quarterback missed him. And let me be clear. I am not saying, for all the chiding we're doing about our young quarterback here, and I still think he has room to improve, and it's way too early to tell, right? Look at 1 year of Caleb Williams. Look at him now. I don't know how much better he is.
Better coach.
Right.
Better coach.
Offensive coach. But the point simply is, I'm not saying that we need to sell our Penix stock and move on for that. That's, by the way, let me just add this in there. There's no other option. You can't. There is no other option. It's like Apollo told Rocky, there is no tomorrow. Like, there's nobody else coming to save this franchise at quarterback. This is the dude. They're going to ride this thing into the ground like a lawn dart. So if you want to quit on Penix, find a new team to root for.
There is no tomorrow.
There you go.
There is no tomorrow.
Because he's going to be here.
There is no tomorrow.
So, but the point is that he's still got room to grow, and he's still going to be there. But the growing pains on the field that are happening are costing your team games at this point in time. And you have to learn to live with that. Now, who's culpable for that will be a different conversation for down the road. But simply put, Dukes, this is not you can't make change for the sake of change's sake, especially not now. But I will say that
you're talking about a quarterback.
No. I mean, I'm talking about head coach, GM, all that, offense coordinator. Like,
whoa. What do you mean for change's sake?
You'd just be doing it to appease the angry mob.
Well, you'd be doing it the same reason the Giants did it. They're not getting the job done.
Well, I already talked to people in New York. Getting Jackson Dart hurt was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, well, look, this is supposed to be the guy that apparently loved Jackson Dart and was going to take him to the next level. Either way, you have a quarterback that's underperforming in our situation, and you have a quarterback that's hurt in New York. Giants weren't going anywhere this year. No. It doesn't look like we're going anywhere. I think if they want to make change or they have the balls to do that, then it would show this fan base that they're serious, at least as serious as we are, with this commitment to try to win. Sometimes you just said it. You got to admit that you're wrong. Sometimes you just got to go, you know what? Tried it. Didn't work.
This is not an organization that excels in that area.
Okay. Well, then you know what? Then we are doomed. Then we are doomed. I mean, when you look at these numbers and you go, how in the hell did we win yesterday? How do you get 7 sacks and 2 forced turnovers and not win a game where they have the best rushing
second week in a row, 6-plus sacks and 2 turnovers?
It's insane. And then you start going, okay, I'll tell you how. I'm going to tell you how. We don't convert third downs.
Yes.
Quarterback made too many throwing mistakes.
Yes.
I feel like the quarterback's not playing with any confidence. And here's the kicker, guys. We're 31st in the league in, or should I say, Michael Penix is 31st in the league in completion percentage. 31. How many teams are there, Zeno?
I'm carry the two. Yeah, 32.
58.8%. It's not good enough.
No, I mean, listen, 62% in today's NFL is low. That used to be high, right? That used to be high. I remember when Chad Pennington was completed 63% of his passes, and it was like the third highest in NFL history for a guy who played that long, right? Like, if you're not pushing 67%, you're not winning in the NFL.
It's not enough.
It's not. So, it's not.
below 60 is unacceptable. And is there the argument, Dukes, that like, okay, well, then we need to scheme something shorter. We need to do things that can accept. Yeah, that's a fair argument. But in the same respect, it's like you can't be the Pittsburgh Steelers offense with 27 screens in a day. They're not scoring that much either. So it's not a very good situation right now. And I will say this much. There is, and this is part of the overall epidemic problems with the franchise. This is a team and a franchise right now in crisis mode, in absolute crisis mode.
Haven't we been here?
We have, and the same thing keeps happening. Because what should be happening next is I should hear from the top.
Oh, Terry Fontenot?
No, higher.
Oh, you mean Rich McKay?
No, higher.
Greg Beatles?
Higher.
Arthur Blank?
The MFIC. Because this is what happens when you have things in crisis. Leadership needs to come forward. And at the end of the day, that is the largest problem that has been a problem for this organization for a long time, is a lack of leadership. When things are in crisis and things are falling apart, fans want the OC fired. Fans want the head coach fired. They want people to clean house. The only way to quell that is for leadership to step forward and tell everybody what the next step is. Instead of leaving this void of confusion and misunderstanding and disarray on a regular basis over and over again.
What is the next step?
I'm not in charge. I don't get to tell you that. Somebody who's in charge needs to tell me that.
Wait a minute. What is the next step? Where are we going with this?
Where we're going?
The Giants have moved on from their guy. Okay. Where are we going with this?
Exactly. If two coaches have already been fired in this league and you are a sinking ship right now, either you tell me how to plug the holes in the boat, or you tell me how you're going to get off the boat, or you tell me how we're going to swim to shore. Give me something.
All right, I got to ask you this. 404-726-0929. And yes, your calls are welcome all day long on a Falcon Monday. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays. Mark Zeno in for Mike. It is Dukes and Bell. If Arthur Blank comes out and says, I'm going to show you how to fill the holes in the boat, nobody buys it. If he comes out and says, we have confidence, we understand you don't, but we do, and we're in the building, and everything's going to be fine, nobody believes him.
Well, you don't lie. You don't say everything's going to be fine.
They may feel that way. We don't know.
We're going to stay the course.
Yes.
We want to see this thing through.
Nobody believes him.
Okay, you don't have to.
But then I will say this. If they made change, then everybody would say, okay, they're serious. Because that's where this fan base is. Are you serious? Or are you clowning around? Are you serious about trying to really get this thing where it needs to be? And if I hear Ross say one more time, I swear to God, if I hear him say one more time,
we got
to
find a way.
Oh my God!
We got to find a way.
Find a way then.
Figured out on the grass.
Don't even say this, Orin.
The grass thing. Stop. Stop with the grass. Okay.
We're going to go to the gas and figure it out, Zeno.
726-0929. Falcons lose in overtime. Zeno's right. We are in a crisis mode. We got a lot of stuff. And I think the number one thing is, if you fix your quarterback, do we win yesterday if he plays at least halfway decent? Zeno, 12 for 28?
Unacceptable.
We're coming back. 404-726-0929. It's a Falcon Monday on Dukes and Bell.
We're playing fast. We're playing physical. We're
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't.
Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Falcons lose 31-25. And we got a lot of questions. It's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno's in for Mike today on a Falcon Monday. 404-726-0929. Are we serious? Are we clowning around? And I say that because when you do similar things over and over and over, I can't take you serious. I just can't. You're a clown. You're clowning around. And I want to know right now if this organization is as serious as this fan base that is just tired. And I'm speaking for all of you. We're tired, man. My mom used to say, boy, I'm tired. I understand, Ma. I understand now. I get it. We tired. Mark and I were just in studio before we jump on the phones. And Mark, I want you to say what we were talking about with Rob, because this is where I do agree with you when you talk about leadership and making a decision. The problem for me comes into if we don't. Okay, hold on.
Take a second.
When we don't go to the playoffs again.
Okay.
I know what you're going to tell me. Not you. I've heard it all day. Yeah, they're going to win 3 in a row, and then we're going to be 500, and then we're going to. Show me! I'm tired of this! But the problem for me is, when we don't go to the playoffs, that's 2 years in a row. And then if you do decide to retain this staff or Ra, and he comes back for year 3, you are telling me what?
I look, if you're going to make changes at the end of the year, and by the way, again, I don't advocate for them making any changes now. There's no one to call plays. There's no one, you know, more experienced to do this. It's not like Raheem is going to take over play calling like Dan Campbell did in Detroit this week. Like, that's not happening. Right, so there's no one coming to save this season, and there's no one coming to save you at quarterback other than Michael Penix. So, but if you're going to make a if you are going to keep Terry Fontenot here, and you're going to keep Raheem Morris here, you're almost buying into that for another 2 to 3 seasons easily, if not longer, particularly at GM.
Oh my goodness!
Because if you're saying after 5 years of missing the postseason under this current GM that I'm willing to tolerate a sixth, well, if you've trusted him to build the roster this long, what is one more year with him gonna prove?
We can't do this,
right? Like,
Mark, we can't.
If you're gonna give him, we were talking about in our text thread. If you're gonna give him another year, you're essentially got to give him like 3 or 4 years to keep building this
thing
up.
3 or 4 years?
There's no reason, because you're basically setting the next head coach up a failure to remove his boss the year after that.
How old am I going to be when we finally get back to the playoffs?
I don't know the answer.
3 or 4 years?
If you're going to clean house, then clean house. If you're going to rebuild, then rebuild. The problem is that, one, NFL owners in general don't like rebuilds. It's bad for business, so they are very you know, anti-doing it. We saw what the Falcons tried to do post Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff in keeping Matt Ryan here. It cost Arthur Smith his job the way it was handled. And, you know, the whole Deshaun Watson deal, what a mess that was. And they didn't want to hit a full-on reset button, so Arthur Smith paid the price for that. Now we're back here again. It's like, if you're going to try and see this thing through and have some stability, you got to keep all the key pieces in place.
Oh, my goodness.
GM, head coach, quarterback, you got to keep them all here.
Even if the quarterback's not developing?
I mean, in my just my humble opinion, if you're going to keep and continue to let Raheem Morris build, Terry Fontenot rather, build this roster, you can't just give him one more year. It doesn't make sense.
All right. The point is valid. I just don't agree with it.
No, yeah.
Neither
does anybody else.
I just don't agree with it. The point is valid. I just don't agree with it. I can't. I cannot continue to live in this. We got to find a, I sound like him now. We got to find a way to fix it. 404-726-0929. Carl, what a great name. And Austell, you are up first, sir. What is on your mind? What are you thinking about the Falcons? Welcome in.
Okay, first, I'm a season ticket holder. Let me tell you this. Let me ask you this real quick. I left the room. Where did the Falcons score? Was it a minute and something left in the game?
Yes. You're talking about the Algier touchdown. Yes.
Right. Am I wrong or right? Right or wrong? Why didn't they run the clock down? So the coach would not have enough time. What the hell happened? I know they had timeouts, but damn. excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Can they have run the clock down?
Dino?
Am I missing something?
Dino? Could they have run the clock down?
When? In the fourth quarter?
Yes. In the fourth quarter.
When you're trailing, no, like in theory, no. You have to have a lead to run the clock. You have to be in position to kill clock. You don't kill clock when you're trailing. The clock is the enemy when you're behind. It's a 12th defender. So no, you have to get a lead to try and bleed the clock. Now, you want to pick apart game management things here, Dukes?
Uh-oh. But yet you want to give him another 3 or 4 years.
I didn't say I wanted to do that. I'm just saying philosophically.
No. Go ahead. Let's talk about the clock management, please.
I cannot forgive the call and the timeout before the Colts' final field goal.
Really?
Why? That's bad.
Why?
The guy missed two kicks already. Make him run out there and do it under pressure. What are you saving 20 seconds for? For an intentional grounding? Oh, yeah.
They were trying to save time so that they could potentially go down and score.
The time to call the timeout was the sack on third down.
You're talking about before half?
No, at the end of the game.
End of the game. He's talking about the end of the game.
I looked it up. It was a minute and 5 seconds left.
Oh, you mean the third and 21?
No. There was a minute and five, and they got a sack on him. And then Colts had a rush of the ball, got a playoff, and then – Before that fourth down, the Falcons called the timeout, and it was, 23 seconds left? There was a minute and five.
No, that was the third and 21. They sacked him on second down. That was the third and 21.
The time was the play before that. That was the play before that when they got the sack.
Well, again, I can agree with that simply just because, you know, that's a big play. I want my defense rested. I want to give them a blow.
Right.
I mean.
And the defense was on the field all day, by the way.
And you would get 40 extra seconds.
All day.
If you got the ball back.
They had time of possession 40 minutes to our 26. Defense was on the field all day. That's what it felt like. And I know
that's what happens. You only complete 12 passes. And you go.
And you don't. You
0 for 7 on third down.
Correct.
Defense ends up getting out on the field a lot.
That is another part of this. And understand me. When we talk about how good our defense has been, and it's been good, again, sacks, what are we, fifth in the NFL now?
29 sacks on the year. They usually finish a season with 29 sacks.
Yes. So the defense, we've gotten turnovers. Everything that I said in the summer that I wanted, strip sack, hit ball, all these things I wanted, we're getting them, but yet we're not winning. And we're not winning is because the offense is not helping us. And specifically yesterday, the quarterback didn't help us. He just didn't. I'm a huge Michael Penix supporter. But, bro, we got to be better. And I know he was distraught about it after the game. But at the end of the day, like, these were moments. And Zeno and I just watched 6 passes. I put this on everything. All right? 6 passes. He missed badly. If you didn't know who he was and I just showed you this highlight and took his number off and his name off the jersey and said, what do you think about these six plays? You'd be like, who's throwing that? That ain't our guy. 404-726-0929. Snead in Decatur, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's going on, Snead?
Hey, what's happening, man? Mark, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Okay. I'm great, man. Hey, this is not towards you, man, because you're your guest today. Listen, I heard something what my buddy said earlier. How do you have the audacity to call the organization clowns?
Clowns.
I called you a couple of weeks ago.
Clowns.
And called you and your buddy a bunch of clowns. Y'all hung the phone up on me.
You know what we're about to do right now? Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it right now. Hold on. You know what we're about to do? Get him out of here. Clown. I'm in this serious business of trying to win football games and get a team to the playoffs, support a team, be proud of a team, get to a damn Super Bowl, not blow a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, be proud of our city. That's where I'm at. Where are you? When you're clowning around with our emotions, that's what you're doing. Are you serious? Are we clowning around? That was what I said. I didn't call anybody clowns at the organization. Have you ever heard me say that? You ever heard me call people names? That ain't me. That's somebody else. 404-726-0929. But if you are clowning around, as in the act of not being serious about what we're trying to get accomplished, and you keep telling us the same thing, and Zeno, am I lying? Do they keep telling us the same things?
Yeah. I mean, the message has got to change at this point. The grass and find a way are not messages that are resonating. I need a new message. I need something. And this is what I'll go back to what I said earlier. This is what leadership is all about. The message may be different internally. The external message is why the fans are really chomping at the bit here for a pound of flesh, because it's falling on deaf ears. It's falling short. You're not giving anybody any comfort. I mean, there isn't a ton of accountability. And we have to find a way. There isn't a ton of accountability.
Don't say it.
I'm going to find a different word then.
Don't say it.
I'm going to find a different word. There isn't a ton of accountability in we need to be better on third down. We need to find a way to communicate to a fan base that is frustrated, man.
We'll get better outdoors.
I can't take this.
I mean, there's like an ad in here somewhere for Scotts and Seed and Feed or whatever it is.
The surface on which we practice on, we will continue to practice on that surface.
We got to get better. We got to get off the field on third down on defense and stay on the field on third down on offense.
All right, Nate and Marietta, we're coming back to you. Mike in Atlanta. Hi, Snead. It's Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy.
Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Congratulations to them boys, man. Incredible. Outkast going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you didn't see any of the footage from the weekend, it was just really cool. And Big Boy, Dre, everybody involved with the success of what they've meant to Atlanta, congratulations. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are talking Falcons, and we're talking with you. If you want to call in and say hello to Mark Zeno, you can.
Hi, Mark. This is I really enjoy you. I want to talk to the other clown.
It's unbelievable. We're in the midst of a crisis, and this guy is calling in and wanting to say hello to you. You can text him.
People like me, I think.
Okay? Send him a DM.
Not really.
If you want to do that. We are talking football. 404-726-0929.
I called you a clown about 3 weeks.
Get him out of here.
Note to self, don't call Dukes a clown.
It's not even that. He felt so obligated, like, hey, can we
call Batman entitled and all with his chest puffed out?
Yes, can we talk about the matter at hand? You got 364 more days to call me that. Today's not the day, okay? Let's talk to Nate Marietta. Nate, what are you thinking, man? We lose 31-25. There's just so many things it feels like. And Mark, I don't know about you. It's becoming overwhelming. Like, you felt like a few weeks ago, okay, hey, if we fix a few things, we'll be okay. Now it just feels like it's just more stuff. And by the way, this Michael Penix thing, I'm telling you right now, this confidence issue doesn't get fixed. These missed throws continue. This is only going to get worse.
Yeah, I mean, the delivering a football on time, on target, is kind of like a primary responsibility of a starting quarterback in the NFL. It didn't happen yesterday, not with any regularity. And I showed you all the plays, you know,
I don't want to see him again.
I mean, it's just tough. It's tough to watch, you know. And I'm sure in a film room, you know, it's probably a little bit more in depth than what we're looking at. And there's probably some more nuance to why or how it was missed. It's not as simple as, well, he just missed the throw. Sometimes guys don't run the exact route the way the quarterback wants it to and things of that nature. I'll concede that I don't know everything there is to know about that whole thing. But to the untrained eye and to fans, it doesn't look like your quarterback is developing. It looks like at best he's stagnant. And it'll go back to the same thing we say about this team. The inconsistency from the highs of like the Washington game, you know, and the highs of the Buffalo game to the lows of what we saw against Miami and what we saw yesterday are that's alarming, because at least if it was all the same, the problems look diagnosable and fixable, and there's a path to correction. When it's back and forth, up and down, it's maddening to everybody. And I'm sure it is to the coaching staff, too, that 1 week they look like world beaters, and next week they look like worms. Yeah. I mean,
that's one way to put it. And Rye yesterday, by the way, was reluctant to say that Michael Penix played bad. Matter of fact, his comments after the game were, Penix played fine. He was good. He was good. He was fine. No, he wasn't. Sorry.
I'm always weary of immediate post-game comments. I mean, I know...
Because they're in the moment.
They're in the moment. They haven't decompressed. They certainly haven't watched a ton of film to really break things down. Like, that's why I enjoy the Mondays more than post-game, because they've had more time to let it sink in.
But you're talking about, and Nate, I'm going to come to you. I want to mention this, and I'll let you say whatever you want. But
But you're talking about leadership. You know what leadership is?
Yeah.
Honesty.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
Nope. Some people do it better than others. Some people do it more genuinely than others.
It's honesty. Don't blow smoke, man. We all saw it.
And I don't think, listen, I don't think Raheem Morris is being disingenuous when he talks
postgame. Neither do I.
I also
feel like by saying what is obvious tells us we're on the same page. When you don't do that, it makes it seem like, okay, come on. All right, Nate, you're in Marietta. Nate, thank you for holding, man. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's going on?
Hold on, brother. I think that the Falcons need to go ahead and chalk the season up because they're not going to the playoffs. Go ahead. If I'm Arthur Blank, I'm reaching out to Colorado. I'm going to try to pull Byron Leftwich out of the weeds and see if he can develop this quarterback. Because you're right. There's no development. He's got no confidence. Bring somebody who has done it, has worked with winners, has been a winner, and let him develop and bring an offense. I don't know what this high school offense is that they're running, but it is not working. You've got great player in his prime that you're about to waste. I'm just flabbergasted. I don't know. That's all I can take. That's the only two words I can take.
No. And it's a great word. I think we all are. You just want to go get somebody off the tree that you feel like can help the growth of Michael Penix. And look, you throw out Byron Leftwich. There's a ton of guys that you could name potentially that you might feel more comfortable with. I don't know if any of them work, but that's where we are. This is why it's a crisis.
Can I just ask this question? And I'm not indicating the answer. I just genuinely for the three of you. Are we rushing too quick the curve of what we expect from a guy who's played, 11 games now? 12 games now?
I don't think we're rushing it. It's a fair question. What I do think is we don't expect regression. When we saw Michael Penix at his best at Washington, he didn't look like this.
Nope.
This is not what we saw. He threw for more yards than anybody in the country up there. Okay? He had NFL wide receivers. Rome Odunze is starting up there in Chicago. He had guys and dudes he was throwing to. We didn't see this. So I don't know if we're rushing Zeno, but I would tell you we didn't expect regression. And that is what it feels like right now with Michael Penix and what you're visualizing with footwork and things of that nature. Throwing off your back foot, bro, that's not what that we saw. Different dude up there. So we got excited about the idea that the one thing he was going to be able to do, and we've seen him do it at camp. We saw him do it at times in practice. He can spin it. Everybody knows he can throw this damn football. But the way he's delivering it, not on time, and the way that there's something going on, Mark, and that is the issue. So I don't know if I'm rushing him, and maybe I am because I'm impatient with the whole situation right now, but I don't need to see him regress either.
No, we don't want to see him regress. But, again, at this point, when you're starting at baseline zero, which every rookie NFL quarterback does, I mean, one regression, there's some regression that should be expected. Not everybody always trends up. Sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer. And two, with other quarterbacks picking it up so quickly, the scale gets a little skewed. And that's part of the problem. Not everything is equal in that sense. Not every situation is equal. Not every team has the same pieces and everything else. So these are somewhat, not unfair comparisons, but they are somewhat uneven comparisons when we start putting Penix's development up against other guys. You have to put it up against the development of the team and the system that he's operating in. And that's where I think fans have the biggest problem is because they don't trust and believe in the coaching staff to be able to continue this process in a sort of exponential growth manner, right? Like the chart should be going diagonal, not peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys.
Yeah, up and down. To your point, and I'll give you this example, and then we're going to grab Mike in Atlanta, 404-726-0929. Plenty of your phone calls. You are welcome to dial us up and certainly get on today. Voice your opinion, man. And if it's frustration, fine. If it's just, hey, here's what my answer is, great. 404-726-0929. Here's the example. When he was in New England and his coordinators were Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, it was a joke. You didn't think he was any good. Guys, in a loss yesterday where the Rams simply outplayed the 49ers, Mac Jones went 33 of 39 with nobody on the field except Kittle.
And by the way, they got smoked.
They did. No Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey couldn't run the ball, and they said, Mac, I need you to throw it. 33 of 39, 319 yards, 3 touchdowns. If you go back just a few years ago when he's in New England, when Joe Judge and Matt Patricia were his coordinators, everybody said he's done. He's a bum. He can't play. All of a sudden, go look at his record with the 49ers. They lost yesterday, but he played his ass off. And my point is, to your point about these developmental things that happen, he's at a place, Shanahan, that actually has helped him grow as a quarterback, become more comfortable, and guess what? He put up great numbers yesterday, but he wasn't throwing at anybody. Go look at who he's got on the field with him.
By the way, we are here with this particular offensive coordinator because of that whole system. The only reason he brought him over from L.A. was because he was a Sean McVay understudy, who was a Kyle McShanahan understudy, and you're expecting all of those same things. Is it fair to say that Zach Robinson is clearly not at the level of those guys?
Oh, it's fair.
It's fair to say that. Is it fair to say also that he's not, you know, doesn't run the same things that they do?
Yeah, it's fair.
I think the concepts are similar, but they don't run it the same way because all those dudes, you know what they do? One, they stay under center. Two, they run a ton more play action. Three, it's just different. And you're trying to take you know, vestiges of that and bring it here and try to develop it into a system that accentuates the skills of the quarterback. It's falling short at this point in time. You can't say anything otherwise. That's a fair assessment. I just, I'm trying to give a little bit of grace where nobody else is from the standpoint of, like, it still is year one of the whole Michael Penix experiment, and whether we believe in Zach Robinson or not as the OC, and whether we believe in this coaching staff as a whole, comes with the product of losing games. You know, you don't instill a lot of faith in people when you don't win. That's unfortunately the nature of the results-based business that is the NFL. Wins matter. Losses tend to tick people off.
How much grace, Zeno?
I think we're getting close to the end of the rope at this point in time. Well, because, I mean, like, here's the thing. Here's what happens. Like, when you talked about no one believes you, right, and the fans don't believe, you can't stay the course when, as you said, there is not much signs of improvement, and it seems like regression, you know, we trip up more than we take 2 steps forward, right? It's not 2 steps forward, 1 step back. It's more like 1 step forward, 2 steps back, and we're not gaining any ground on anything. And so to run it back again, although in the big picture, philosophically, it's like the more stability you have, the better off things are going to be. I don't know that you can run it back again without some sort of massive revolt from the fans. I mean, people do their talking with their money.
That's it. And Falcon fans and season ticket holders are all talking about the same things. This is where the discussion is. Mike in Atlanta, thank you for being patient. Mike, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's on your mind, man? What are you thinking? Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
We're all right. What's going on?
Hello?
We're here. Turn the radio down. What's going on?
Well, just from a fan standpoint of view, it's going to be hard to hold us, let alone that locker room. You know what I mean? It's hard holding us as it is. But Mike is faltering. I mean, he's holding the ball too long.
Yes.
He only has one outlet. That's Drake. And you're getting to a point where you're forcing him the ball. Sauce like they had a pick yesterday. You know, I looked at the stats with Jonathan. He ran the ball about 37 times. We got 2 dynamic backs that barely touched the ball like that. I mean, they had a good season. I mean, a good game. But, I mean, why you didn't continue force feeding them the ball? You get the ball to Bijan 1 time. He gets 1 yard or 2 yards or 10 yards. And then just pass, bad pass. And we out. How many 3-9s and 3-8s did I look at yesterday?
A bunch.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many to be comfortable with, you know? So it all reflects on coaching. You take a first-year coach that brings in a first-year unit, you got to coach like your life depended on it. O.J. went and got the dream team. Raheem should have bought some people with him that knew that had some experience.
Yeah, look, Mike, I feel like you do from that standpoint, right? It's staff building and the guys you have around you and how much confidence you have in them. If we had been to the playoffs, guys, let's just say the last 5 years before Ra got here, and then we had a bad season and there was change, there would be more grace. This is going to be year, I don't even want to say it.
Year five of the Terry Fontenot GM.
Yeah, but then add two more years onto that. That's seven. This is going on eight. 2017 was the last time we saw the playoffs. Guys, I want to put it in perspective. That's pre-pandemic. It's Dukes and Bell.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.